Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.
All right, as our program continues, let's turn our attention now to property. And last year was another tough one for estate agents in South Africa. I read that only a third met their sales targets. But despite the challenges, optimism is high for this year. A recent Lightstone sentiment survey found that 86% of estate agents expect to hit their sales targets this year, driven by younger buyers, economic stability and lower interest rates. So here's my question. Is the property market finally turning a corner? And what this year is going to shape buying and selling trends? To break it all down, I'm joined by Hayley Ivins-Downs, Lightstone's Managing Executive Real Estate Cluster. Hayley, welcome and thank you very much indeed. So most agents confident about reaching their targets. What's driving the shift in sentiment?
Thanks, Jeremy. I think the end of last year, there was some level of buoyancy in that the market was going to recover. There's been quite a bit of talk around interest rates coming down. I think we've entered 2025 and almost with still positive, but I think there's also some level of effect that interest rates may come down, but not as much as we would like. So the estate agents are obviously very positive. 2023, as a matter of interest, was a terrible year for the property market and for estate agents. 2024 was better than 2023. So I think there is an inclination that things are getting better and that the property market will pick up. I think there's a great need for some activity to be happening in certain areas.
Is it too early then to say that we're heading for a stronger property market this year?
It is probably a bit early to say we're heading for a stronger one. I would say that it is going to be stronger than this last year, is my sense. We are expecting interest rates to drop further, which is always a good indicator for property market to get a little bit more activity. What we would like it to drop at is probably higher. We would like it to be higher than what we're anticipating now. There's been a lot of change worldwide across the spectrum, and I think that has impact on South Africa's property market with the interest rate.
Let's talk about buyer profile, Hayley, if we can. I mentioned in the introduction that estate agents predicting a bigger role for young buyers. What then is, well, first of all, what's the definition of young in this respect? What's fueling the demand? What specifically is this new cohort looking for?
So it's really interesting. When we did a study last year, we found that in general, people are buying their first property at the age of 36. This was the average. So when we start talking about a younger buyer, I think we're looking at buyers coming into the market that are under the 36. That would certainly be encouraging for the property market. And, you know, to try and obviously bring that in. When interest rates drop, it obviously makes it more affordable for your young buyers to come in as opposed to renting. And as soon as that scale shifts, we start seeing the shift in buying pattern. So I think that is the whoosh and the, you know, push to get younger buyers in.
And what specifically, what types of property are they looking for?
They're definitely going into more of your sectional title. So definitely more the lock up and go. And also, interestingly enough, it's a lot more kind of nomad. We're obviously finding a lot of people and able to work wherever they can. And with that, at a younger age, you have an ability to move around. So it's definitely that category that we're seeing people buying into.
Your survey also says there's growing interest from international buyers. I think that is fairly obvious. Is it just Cape Town centered, or is that starting to expand?
So foreign buyers, in actual fact, you know, we always do studies on foreign buyers to try and get a sense of the market, and it's really actually tiny. So if we look at the number of transactions that happen over a year in the property market, about 7% of that is foreign ownership. And there is obviously a big proportion in the Western Cape and along the garden route that we're seeing. But Johannesburg and Pretoria also bring a lot of foreign buyers because of the economic hub around it. And in actual fact, we're seeing on par with the Western Cape, we're seeing Johannesburg foreign ownership coming in. So, and from a foreign ownership perspective, it's also your African countries. So obviously a lot of Nigerians, Ghanaians buying in the country. So yes, it's across the spectrum actually.
Hayley, maybe just because I live in Johannesburg, this next finding surprises me, but you also say that buyers are shifting focus. Lifestyle and amenities rank higher than security.
Mm. So I think the interesting thing there is that what's really being pushed is we saw last year that there was a big focus on security. This year, there's been a bit of a shift. And I think the linkage between lifestyle and amenities is the fact that it's secure. So when they are indicating lifestyle and amenities is what they're aiming at, which is your estate lifestyle, it actually means underneath that it's the security that they're looking at. So they don't necessarily look at it from a security, but more of a integrated community.
And one other statistic is the number of sellers moving abroad has dropped from 16% to 9%. I think that's fairly significant. Do you think this is a sign of growing confidence in South Africa, or again, maybe a little too soon to tell?
It's probably too soon to tell, but I do think off the back of last year being a year of voting and bringing in a new government, I think there was a great deal of uncertainty. I think over the last couple of months and going into this year, people are feeling a little bit more comfortable in terms of staying in South Africa with the opportunities that they're seeing and with the kind of the anticipation that things will improve. So I do think that is the anticipation for that and that growth in that number, or the drop in the number, which is always a good sign as well.
And just finally, I'm thinking of the configuration or reconfiguration of my own home. And
yes.
you talk about work from home, and there is a growing demand from that. So as a result of that, is this having any impact either on design or location choice?
I think it's definitely having an impact on design, but also possibly the number of bedrooms in a place, in a house. So that, you know, a lot of houses that are you buying at the moment are not gearing for that need to have a huge study or a place to work from home, but that it has a capability of extra rooms that you can do it should you want to. So I do think that that is becoming a big factor. And obviously linked to that is all the fiber readiness and, you know, the ability that you can work from home. So yes, it's definitely a growing trend that we're seeing, or the cottage off plan, you know. So yes.
All in all, then, a slightly better picture as far as the property market is concerned in South Africa. Hayley Ivens-Downs, thank you very much indeed. Lightstone's Managing Executive Real Estate Cluster. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.